something is not right with someone or bad, and let's say, you know, the guy's a jerk or something to you. Let's say someone mistreats you, you know, like they just, like, they cut you off, or they speak rudely to you in the grocery store or something. Someone who, maybe a neighbor or something, or maybe a neighbor, or something, does you some wrong, some offense. You should not go speaking evil of that person to other people. Don't blaspheme them. For my own sake, I should not go around speaking evil of people who have no, what it is, except that I should protect other people, except when it comes to they're going to harm other people. Like if you see someone drunk driving, probably should report it because they could hurt someone. And then now blood is on your hands because you were like, well, I don't want to speak evil of anyone. So again, the New Testament is filled with laws, quote unquote, things that we have to do, things that we shouldn't do, right? If you try to take it in a legalistic sense, you will fall into sin and condemnation, as the Old Testament caused the Pharisees to. Because they would justify themselves and excuse themselves and accuse other people, and they would make themselves guilty. But in the New Testament, we have the law, which is according to the Spirit. It's by the Spirit, not according to the letter. So when it says, speak evil of no man, you have to take that with knowledge. I'm instructing you in righteousness here. You know, there is a time to rat someone out, so to speak. And there are times when you keep a secret. For your own righteousness' sake. You know? Remembering that God keeps your secrets. As you voice abroad the shameful thing of someone. Or some embarrassing fact about them. Some evil thing. Which is really not harming anyone, let's say. You know, you do harm to yourself. You remember, because God has seen all the things, shameful things you've done, and are secret. Be no brawlers, you know. Again, no brawlers is one word. A machos. Not a battler. Controversial. Hey, but in much controversy, we preach the gospel too, right? Yeah, this is, again, all this stuff has to be taken in wisdom. Because some people will take this stuff and say, okay, Christians should never argue. But Paul was arguing all the time. Defending the faith. Okay? But not in things that don't profit. And not just for the sake, like I'm arguing with someone in the grocery store, or I'm arguing with someone, over things which are not profitable to godliness. And it's just bringing me down. Just making me like the world. And of course, literal fighting. Not a brawler. Can't be a brawler. I'm going to go out and brawl. But gentle. You'll be gentle. Now, that might be contrary to the nature of some men. I know. It was in your heart is violence and macho. But in Christ, you got to be meek and gentle, showing all meekness to all men. Again, I think about Paul, as he says these things, I want to remind you of a spiritual understanding. Taught Paul in Galatians. He talked about people who preach the false gospel, and man, he said they're accursed. Let them be accursed. And he said, I came in. Listen to this. Verse 4 of chapter 2 of Galatians, he says, because of false brethren, unawares brought in, who came in privily, sneakily, privately, to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave place by subjection. No, not for an hour. So again, understand what meekness means. It means gentleness. meekness really means humility. But again, don't get, you know, we can be humble, but still be bold. I mean, speak frankly, speak the truth. You know, in a humble way. Not with all this pride and so on and so forth. I always think, my wife says, I have circumspection. I guess that comes out in the teaching, because a lot of times I stop and I look back at myself. And I say, you know, is maybe the way I do things, maybe when I get excited, is that pride? Lack of humility? Some would say so. I don't know. I think when the Spirit of God comes on you, there's a certain excitement. You get the zeal of God can eat you up. And I think there's definitely, I think in all the things I've said, there's definitely humility in it. So no, I can't bring myself in guilty on that count. God knows. I know God knows. He knows the heart that I walk with. And honestly, if I was proud, I'd have to prove it, and I don't. I don't care. Let those who judge otherwise be fools. Because they're missing the point. The point is not about any man, what I've attained. I'm walking on the path after Christ. You can either follow, or you can stay back and not, you know, not profit in the Lord. You can believe the gospel, or you can reject the gospel. I'm going to preach the gospel regardless of what people think. Well, there are people who think right. And to them, I'm very thankful. That encourage me in the things that I do. I'm very grateful. Verse 3, for we ourselves also were, we kind of read these, but, you know, we were one time, again, look at here. You know, in this present world, Paul had said in verse 12 of the last chapter, you know, we got to live righteously, soberly, and godly. And he's saying, we were once these things. We were once foolish. See, that's why he says, that's why you are humble and meek towards people and gentle with them. Again, to a point, and it depends on what the thing, you know, if they're preaching a false gospel, their mouths must be stopped, Paul says.